Just as we're waiting for the students to for the closing remarks, I would like to thank Dr. Shamian for that inspiring talk and really to allow us to think in how many ways we can all be influential, but definitely to be courageous and take the risk to make changes occur. So just before the students come on, I'd like to thank everybody, our speakers, our sponsors, our committee, for organizing today's conference. Norma Panzone, for the hard work on the clips, the video clips that have been showing. And to you, the participants on site and on the webcast, for participating. What the next clip should be showing is the word cloud of when we asked the participants to indicate the one word that they would define strength-based nursing. These are the keywords that showed up. It's compassion being number one, integrity, courage, leadership, resilience, caring, perseverance. And what is wonderful about this is that all of these words have been voiced in one shape or another today, or that we have read in Dr. Gottlieb's book. Just to let you know, for next year, our Nursing Exploration 2014 will be on ethical dilemmas in clinical practice, personal and professional challenges in the delivery of care. This will be an interprofessional workshop. Lastly, two comments, evaluation form. You will receive soon a link to do the evaluation form online. So please watch out for it on your email and take the time, if you can, to give us your feedback. And then we have to return the headsets so that we can get them back. So I'd like to introduce the students to give the closing remarks. Off we go. And thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kayla Sliskovic, and I'm here with my colleague Stephanie Gordo. We're both recent graduates of the McGill Bachelor of Science in Nursing program and currently beginning our professional careers right now as candidates to the practice of nursing profession and really hoping for an envelope in the mail soon from the OIIQ. So, thanks. As Nursing Explorations 2013 comes to a close, on behalf of our amazing organizing committee, we would like to sincerely thank you for sharing this incredible, invigorating, and inspiring day with us. As nurses, as healthcare professionals, we are privileged to care for clients and their families as they face life's various challenges, happy in nature, sad in nature, or a bit of both, whether it be pregnancy or childbirth or child development, illness or injury, or even death. Regardless of whether your care takes place at the bedside, or if you're educating students or leading your colleagues in providing care, or if you're researching care, we are all called to provide the best care possible, to maximize the good and minimize the harm. We do so through a strengths-based approach about which we learned very much today. We began today's journey with Dr. Gottlieb's captivating discourse on strengths-based nursing, its evolution, its spirit, its values, its benefits, and ultimately its extraordinary capacity to optimize the quality of care as well as enrich the experiences of the healthcare professionals who are taught it, who integrate it into their work, and who teach it. She reminded us to stay true to our essence, to our roots, which will in turn give us the ability to inspire positive changes and make a substantial difference. Dr. Benner then taught us about one's life world, our environment, which consists of that which matters most to us and is organized by our concerns, skills, habits, and practices. Her engaging presentation taught us how the strengths-based approach can be consolidated through helping our clients and families recover and re-enter their life world. She challenged us to ask the question, what is this person coping with? And allowing the answer to guide our care. The panel discussion with Ms. Bergeron and Mrs. Lozier, Dr. Wright and Mrs. Oliver, developed our knowledge and understanding of the application of the strengths-based approach in clinical practice, in education, and in nursing leadership. It provided us with enlightening examples, and encourage reflection on how we can make changes to our own work to more comprehensively utilize a strengths-based approach.
Hello. Finally, we finished a great day with Dr. Shamian's discussion on the possibilities for strengths-based nursing to influence global health. We live in a country where our healthcare system focuses on a deficit model, leading to tremendous expenses but poor health outcomes. Nursing leadership and a strengths-based approach to health can help us move forward in the future to improve the health of our country and the global community. To conclude, Nursing Explorations 2013 has allowed us to come together to cultivate our knowledge, to successfully integrate the strengths-based approach into our nursing care at the bedside, in the classroom, as leaders, and in all aspects of healthcare. It's also important that we take the time to commend each other on our strengths as healthcare professionals and not only highlight our mistakes in order to foster healthy working environments. We would like to extend a tremendous thank you to our captivating speakers who have so generously and eloquently facilitated the enrichment of our practice. Once again, thank you, the conference attendees, for your participation and enthusiasm. We genuinely hope that you will join us next year for Nursing Explorations 2014, Ethical Dilemmas in Clinical Practice, Professional and Personal Challenges. In parting, we wish you luck as you move forward from this conference as well-informed, energized, motivated, and competent strengths-based nurses. Thank you.
So now's the good part. We get to draw some prizes. Quickly. All right, now's the time to hope your name's drawn.
Okay. That's Sigvaris 1. It's not the exhibitor. Sigvaris 1, the exhibitor prize. And now we're going to draw from the evaluations of the exhibitor that are winning.
Okay, I guess I'm on stage now. We're going to do the draws now. The first one we're going to do is the exhibitor cards that you guys filled up with your evaluations and your favorites. And we wanted to let you know that Sigvaris won the best exhibitor and they won a prize at the Auberge West Brome. And now we're going to draw from all those that gave us your cards. And the winner is?
Claudine Hull.
Claudine Hull. Is she here?
Okay, next.
Next, we have a whole bunch of books.
Okay, we're giving
like
away books.
So the first book,
The Complexities of Care, Nursing Reconsidered.
Two.
Peach Cataluna.
Okay, two.
The next book, The Collaborative Partnership, Approaches to Care.
Sure.
To Helen Fong. Helen, I can't see with the lights.
I don't think.
Okay.
We'll just put it aside and we'll draw it again. If
another?
Collaborative partnership.
Nathalie Fillion. Another one?
Is she there?
June Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Craig.
Okay. Okay, this is not going well.
Okay. Educating nurses to Russell Clough. Another educating nurses. Lucia Fabigian.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
I'm not lucky, huh? Goodness. Okay. Another educating nurses. Gretchen Keller.
Okay.
RN Notes. Lucy Caron. Okay. 2014 Lippincott's Pocket Drug Guide for Nurses to Audrey Dabrio.
Okay.
And a watch for Wendy Blake.
Okay, we'll do the big prizes. Hopefully somebody will be there for that. We have a really nice package from Domaine Finac in the Eastern Townships, and they do products with apples.
Kusha Bugandi. We'll redraw. Okay.
Okay, we have a pair of tickets. No, actually, it doesn't go in this box. It goes in this box.
Sorry.
We have a pair of tickets for Mount Sutton.
Heidi Bakerman. Okay, so we're going to redraw for the book and I want some excitement. Please, because I can't see you with the light, so yell if your name's called, okay? Okay. Jasmine Estabilo. No. Althea McBean. Yes, all right. Next, Zvia Ra. Guylaine Korshain.
Wow.
So that's 3, 4. Cecile Hardy. Kim Bradley. Lorraine LaFrance. Lorraine LaFrance?
No.
Diana Gausden. Oh, she's gone. Okay. Liliana Marino. Gumana Fauza? Fawaz, sorry. Yes. Stephanie Tournas. No. Yvonne Oates. Linda Diabo. And last one, Anita Mountjoy. That's it, yep. Two. Thank you, everyone. We hope to see you 2014 for Nursing X. Goodbye.